We want to honor our Lord Jesus Christ, and that's one main reason why we come together and have fellowship together. And so these thoughts on Romans 5, very striking that, isn't it strange, the tendency of God's people even to diminish the glories of Christ, the effectiveness and significance of his work. But you see, if that's a tendency that we can see in others, it must be a tendency that is human. So it's going to be found in us too. I wonder this morning if we can't continue with First Corinthians 2, the first few verses there. And continue the thought of the Lord Jesus Christ and his work on behalf of mankind and its significance. And I, coming to you, brethren, came not with superiority of word or of wisdom, announcing to you the testimony of God, for I decide not to perceive anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I came to be with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my word and my heralding were not with the persuasive words of human wisdom, but with demonstration of spirit and of power, that your faith may not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Our God and Father, we thank you for your word and for the Lord Jesus Christ and for his saving work and for his lordship. We pray, our Father, that his crucifixion might be demonstrated in our lives, because we see that our life is dependent upon that crucifixion. And we pray that his resurrection might more and more be manifested too in our lives, because we would not have life apart from that. Now, our Father, we recognize our own inabilities and weaknesses, and we pray, our Father, that you might manifest your power even where these are present. We know, our Father, that this is where you do demonstrate your power. And so we rely upon you, looking to you for all things, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Apostle Paul brought two things to the Corinthians when he was with them, and one was a word, and the other was a demonstration. He brought two things. He brought a word, and he brought a demonstration. And both of them were the same. The word was Jesus Christ crucified, and the demonstration was Jesus Christ crucified. And now as he writes to the Corinthians, he is urging them to build their lives, shape their lives around this word, so that this demonstration might be manifested in them. And when he looked at them, he says, I'm not even going to look for anything else but that one demonstration. I'm not going to pay attention to all these other things. Now, they were there, and he was aware that they were there. And he deals with them in this epistle. But when he thought of the Corinthians, or when he looked at the Corinthians, he saw them as he saw them in the very second verse of the epistle, saints who were called by God, hallowed in Christ Jesus.